This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What you got for us, Neff?
You know, before we do that, I got... Hey, Unc, think about this while we run this prank. I got to take Jackie somewhere in Vegas. I need a nice restaurant, nice romantic evening. Think about that while I run this prank, all right? This right here is Miss Faye Allen's drug test. Miss Faye Allen's drug test. Let's go.
Hello.
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Faye, please.
This is she.
Hello, this is Officer Rogers from the probation department.
Yes, sir.
Listen now, you have been on probation for a little over a year now, am I right, Faye?
Yes, sir, you're correct.
Now, you're supposed to be serving 2 years probation?
Two.
All right. Now, I'm giving you a call, actually, bringing you a bit of bad news, and I hate to do this, but you came in, Faye, a couple weeks ago and did a drug test, am I right?
Uh-huh, I sure did. I did.
All right. Now, Faye, I hate to bring you some bad news, but the actual drug test that you took has come back positive.
Oh, you're a lie. That's a lie. That's a lie.
Wait a minute. Now, you came in a couple weeks ago. You took a drug test. This drug test has actually come in positive. Now, what I want to say to you is this. You're going to have to actually...
No, sir. My test wasn't positive. You got the wrong person.
Hold on a second. I either need you to come in to me, or I want to save the embarrassment of having to send a car out to pick you up.
Now, I don't give a damn how much embarrassment you're talking about, sir. I gave you some and my was good.
Ma'am, right now
say
I got
what you
you have a positive drug test. You have you come up positive, ma'am. Now you're gonna
if
have to
use
actually,
your. If they use your, if they use mine.
We used the one that you brought us. Now
must have been the wrong one. Couldn't have been.
Ma'am,
I'm sorry, sir, but I wouldn't have gave you no bad urine. It just wasn't me.
Ma'am,
now,
I don't want to have
go
a.
Back to jail. I don't even know why you would call me with this nonsense. I got children. I'm trying to do right. I don't know why you would call me. I wouldn't have gave you no bad. That's not me. You said lie.
Ma'am,
you
listen. You actually have to come in and do another 3 months now.
Oh, sir. Y'all can come pick me up. I can for you right now. I can in your hand if you want me to.
Ma'am, your urine has come back positive of drugs. Now, I don't know any other way to explain it to you. You've been actually evidently using drugs again.
I'm trying to tell you, I don't use no drugs. I've been clean for a year and some months now. You got the wrong. That's not my.
Now, how do you?
I'm telling you that.
How do you know it's not yours, ma'am? It's got your name on the lid, everything. You have come back positive.
Well, evidently you put your name on it because that ain't my.
And
my would have came back. My would have came back good. You can't call me and tell me I gave you some bad. Call me and tell me that. That's a negative, sir. That's a double negative.
It's not a double negative. It's a double positive. You've actually come back positive. Faye is written here on the actual cup.
Maybe you have more than one Faye.
No. No, we don't have more than one Faye. You're the only Faye. I've actually double-checked that myself. You need to either come in or we're going to have to come out and haul you behind in here.
Well, I need you to come right now because I got the right now. Come right now. Come on.
Are you trying to tell me that if I come and pick you up and take your urine now, your urine is going to come up negative? Is that what you're saying?
I'm telling you that. You're a double positive with that. My urine is going to come up negative.
Ma'am, I don't want to come out, haul you in front of your family, but you're actually going to be coming in, and you're going to do 3 months. That's all I can tell you.
I don't have time for that, sir. You got the wrong St. Allen, or you got the wrong. It's one of the two. Maybe both. You got the wrong. You got the wrong state.
I ain't had no positive.
I'm trying to tell you, I got kids. I ain't had no positive.
Listen, ma'am, I'm telling you one more time. You either want to come in or want me to come and get you. Which one?
Let me tell you what I want you to do. I want you to find out who the you have. Because that ain't my. Don't call me no and tell me nothing about you got some that is not good. I gave you some good. How many times I got the for y'all? Y'all keep picking up people, falsely accusing folks. Y'all had me saying some time, miss my children. Now I'm hot. I've been giving you good and you still want to with me. I'm tired. I ain't gave you no bad. Don't call me no more with no like that. And where is my probation officer? You say your name is what?
My name is Officer Rogers.
Sir, I don't know Officer Rogers. Like I said, you might be the reason why the came back positive. You might be the reason. I need to speak with Mr. Williams. That's my probation officer. Officer Williams, now I have clean at all times. Mr. Rogers, you shouldn't be calling me.
I should be calling you because I'm going to have to come down and haul your behind in myself.
Well, you can bring your home. And when you come, you bring Mr. Williams with you. He'll let you know I don't have no positive. You can come to my job.
You know what? There's one more thing that I need to.
Bring your on. Come on right now. Come on.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening to me?
What is it, sir?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your sister, Allen.
I know one thing. Y'all play too much. Y'all play too much. You tell that whooping, I was coming to give Mr. Rogers, she gonna get that whooping.
Say you all right.
No positive. Scared the hell out of me. Had me thinking I was doing drugs and didn't know about it. Somebody put something up my nose. I'm gonna need y'all not to play with people like that.
Okay. Say you all right.
Hell no, I'm nervous as hell.
It's your sister. She put me up to it, baby.
Well, when you ever see her, you see what she looked like. I'm going to beat the hell out of her.
I got one more question for you, baby. You got to tell me this. What is the baddest? I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Stupid at its best, the nephew. I'm not going to let you down.
You're
I promise
so
you when you tune in the morning from 6 to 10 or 5 to 9, depending on where you are, I promise mm-hmm. you, Stupid would be here for 4 hours, all right? Now, before I had the prank, Unc, I asked, I want somewhere I can take Jackie out in Vegas, like a nice restaurant. Where can I?
The Prime has always been one of my favorite places in Vegas, downstairs in the Bellagio. Also, the Wynn has a really, really nice top-of-the-line restaurant with like a laser show outside of it. Mm. Not the fountains, a different type of laser show. That they show.
You talking about Lakeside? Why? Is that it?
Huh? What are you talking about?
Is it called Lakeside?
The group, I don't Fantastic know. Voyage. What? Surely,
no, girl, surely stop.
Jesus.
it's in the wind. Stop.
I don't know the name of it, but they have a nice little laser show. That restaurant is nice.
Okay.
I very rarely take Marjorie to Vegas anymore because I go out there to gamble hard. And all my meals is at the 24-hour restaurant.
And you know she's
You eat breakfast.
She's not having any of that.
I ain't got no time for this here. I got to eat and get back out here.
She wants to see shows. She wants to go shopping.
Well, Margie don't want to go shows, but she don't like losing. That's her problem.
If
Margie loses $200, she mad at the dealer, the machine.
I'm done, too. I'm with her on that. I am done.
I'm playing some roulette, though. That I'm going to do. I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Vegas is open, baby. It's back open.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're going to see Ursha.
Ursha. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, they got a Nobu's out there, Tommy.
Nobu's? Okay.
Yeah, they got a Nobu's out there. I forgot.
All right. Well, that's thank you, nephew. Margaret. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.